Thanks everyone who has jumped on this important call to get an update on our contract negotiations. We'll be starting in just a minute to give other folks time to get on the call. Okay, it looks like we have everyone on the call now, so let's get started. I'm Tania Johnson, and I'm SEIU's lead negotiator at the table, working with our bargaining team, fighting for the best possible contract for our 5,000 Fresno County workers, represented by SEIU Local 521. During the call, we're going to be asking questions, and everyone on the call can respond by pushing a number on their phone. We do this so that our bargaining team gets your feedback and it can give them direction on where to go at the negotiations table. Don't press anything yet, though. With us tonight are Alicia Bonner and Riley Telford, who both serve on the bargaining team. Alicia, would you like to get us started and say a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. Thanks, Tania. Hi, I'm Alicia Bonner, and I've been with the county since 1999. I work at the Department of Public Health. I am also your Regional 4 Vice President and your Fresno Chapter Vice President. Our bargaining team met on March the 24th to discuss our opening proposal for when we will restart negotiations with the county. But before we dive into what we want to see in our contract, we should take a minute to talk about the history and where things stand today. As many of you know, Fresno County imposed on our membership in 2011, and our members have been dealing with the hardship of the 9% wage cuts ever since. Last year, our bargaining team received a tentative agreement for 5% wage increase from the county, but the tentative agreement was rejected by membership. Members were dissatisfied to get a 5% increase, and we would have to drop our unfair labor practice charge with PERV. We will discuss more on the PERV situation later on this call. But here's our first question. We would want to hear back from you, okay? So if you voted last year on the tentative agreement, press 1 if you voted to approve the tentative agreement. Press 2 if you voted to reject the tentative agreement. Press 3 if you didn't vote. Once again, I'll read the question. If you voted last year on the tentative agreement, press 1 if you voted to approve the tentative agreement. Press 2 if you voted to reject the tentative agreement. And press 3 if you didn't vote at all. I'm going to hand the call off to Riley now. Riley.
Thanks, Alicia. Hi, everyone. This is Riley Telford. I work as a supervisor juvenile correctional officer at the Fresno County Juvenile Justice Center. I've been a member with the county for 15 years, and during that time I've been a great member with our union. Well, anyway, as Alicia just talked about where we came from, let's talk about going forward. We're starting over. It is a good time with the two new supervisors elected to the board who have signaled they want a fresh start with us as well. Earlier this year, we surveyed the membership to identify our contract priorities. From the survey, 89% of you said you want 9% back as a contract priority. The bargaining team met on March 24th to discuss the framework of our opening proposals. Our bargaining team unanimously agreed our opening proposals should include the following. First, restore the 9% wage cut. On top of that, a 3% COLA effective during the first year of the contract. That would be July 1st. A 3% COLA in year 2 of the contract, as well as a 3% COLA in year 3. Now, understand that this is just our opening proposal for contract negotiations. There will be a lot of back and forth with the county to try to come to an agreement on a final deal. We'll need the strength of the membership in the field to show the county that we are willing to do what it takes to win a fair contract.
Thanks. Our bargaining team wants to let the membership know, number one, that we are 100% united as the bargaining team. Second, that we are starting negotiations from a position of power. And last, that Fresno County SEIU membership is stronger together. Now here's our next question for the evening. Do you support the opening proposal to win back the 9%? Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no. Press 3 if you are unsure or need more information. If you press 3, our bargaining team member and or our shop steward will contact you. Once again, I'll repeat the question and the option. Do you support the opening proposal to win back the 9% that Rally just read? Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no. Press 3 if you're unsure and need more information. Once again, if you press 3, our bargaining team member or shop steward will contact you.
Now let's talk about our unfair labor practice charge against Fresno County. In a nutshell, the PERC charge states that Fresno County did not bargain in good faith and that they imposed before we had exhausted all means of negotiation. You're seeing a lot of this in the Central Valley right now. SEIU Local 521 members have won in PERC against two different counties recently, one in Madera and one in Tulare. In Madera County, the board imposed furloughs on workers without following the process. Tulare County's board refused to honor a contractual agreement for flex promotions and merit step increases. In Madera, the judge ordered the two parties to go back and try to negotiate a settlement. In Tulare, the employer is appealing. As we have experienced with our own PERB charge against Fresno County, PERB can take many years to reach a conclusion. Going back to our proposal, let's talk about what a 9% wage increase and 3% COLAs, which are cost of living allowances, would mean for our pocketbooks. If you earn, let's take for example, if you earn $30,000 a year, over a three-year contract, that would mean approximately an additional $11,000 in your pocket. For some reason, Alicia is asking all the questions tonight, so I guess I'll turn it back over to her. Alicia?
Thanks, Riley. As we said earlier, our opening contract proposals are just the beginning of the negotiations, right? Winning a good contract does not happen at the table. Let me say that one more time. Because I know we have members new to the county, I know we have new members to the union, and that we have members who have not gone through contract negotiations before. So, you need to know that winning a good contract does not happen at the table. It happens in the field, it happens at the worksite, and it happens when the employer feels pressure to treat workers fairly. When the employer knows that there are 5,000 workers standing behind their elected bargaining team, that's when we have bargaining power. So the next question we have for those of you on this call tonight, what actions are you willing to participate in to show the Board of Supervisors that we are committed to winning a fair contract for ourselves and for our families and for our community? Press 1 if you want to join the Contract Action Team, which is known as CAT, or learn more about what a CAT is and what a CAT does. Press 2 if you will wear purple on the days when the bargaining team meets. Press 3 if you will join in on unity breaks when we all have scheduled a certain time and we all go out collectively to take our breaks together. Once again, I'll repeat the question for all those folks that fell asleep. All right, press 1 if you want to join the Contract Action Team known as CAT. And to learn more about CAT, what a CAT member does, press 2 if you would wear purple on the days when the bargaining team meets. And press 3 if you will join all members for unity breaks. That's when we have a certain time that we schedule that we go out collectively to take our breaks. Great. Thanks, everyone. Moving forward, we want to let everyone know about another exciting opportunity coming in a couple of weeks that we can all support. It's called the Fight for 15. Did you know we have county workers who earn below living wage, like health aides, library aides, office assistants, clerical assistants, and more? On April the 15th, Tax Day, guys, cities across the United States are rising up and fighting for $15 an hour. for all low-wage workers, including fast food workers, Walmart, and security officers. We chose the day 4/15 because that's what we are fighting for. So one final question of the night. Riley, would you like to ask this one?
Really?
Sure, why not?
Okay, question number 4. Will you join the Fight for 15 rally in Fresno on April 15th? The rally starts at 10 a.m. at Manchester Mall. The address is 1901 East Shields Avenue. Press 1 for yes, meaning I will join that Fight for 15, or press 2 for no if you can't do it right now. I'll repeat the question again. Will you join the Fight for 15 rally in Fresno on April 15th? Once again, that rally starts at 10 a.m. at Manchester Mall, and the address is 1901 East Shields Avenue. Press 1 for yes, meaning you can join that 5 for 15, or press 2 for no if you can't help us right now.
Well, nicely done, Riley. Now, before we go tonight, I'd also like to remind everyone that we have an awesome training coming up in a few weeks here at the SEIU office in Fresno called Unleashing Our Power. This training will be held on Saturday, April the 11th from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and it teaches us ways to stand up in our work sites and our communities. Contact a steward or an organizer to RSVP. Well, that's all we have for tonight, everyone. Thanks for hanging in there.
Let's get our contract. Se fuera.